So just continuing to find your way into a comfortable position. Adjusting the equipment, the blanket and eye pillows, so that you can feel really as relaxed and as comfortable as is possible in this moment. Finding a comfortable place for the arms and the legs. And then just beginning to settle down into some stillness. Just as and when you are ready. Because already the practice has begun, this part of the practice now, this settling, making yourselves comfortable is really the first part of the practice. And then with the eyes closed, drawing your awareness in towards the body, the shape that you're lying in, becoming aware of the boundaries of the body, the touch of clothes and blanket against the skin. And just letting the body be a little bit heavier, maybe as you exhale, letting the body be a little bit heavier. As if the muscles and the bones didn't have very much to do. And they could just sink down to the blankets, the mats, and the earth beneath you. And feeling yourself in this safe space, in this room, this studio which has contained us and held us all weekend. And then feeling how you have also been held beyond this room by the ground and the house and the staff. And how good that can feel, just to let yourself be taken care of. To let yourself be nourished in the mind, the body, the soul. And how good it would feel to take this with you in whatever shape or form into the everyday life. And so feeling now the whole body and preparing to take your awareness around the body, beginning to notice just how each part of the body is feeling, starting inside of the mouth, the sensations on the tongue. Perhaps there's some tastes lingering from breakfast or break. The inside of the cheeks. The roof of the mouth. The floor of the mouth. And the whole mouth. Sensing into the jaw. Cheeks, feeling of the ears, traveling inside of the ears and outside of the ears, the space behind the ears, and back across the cheeks to the nose. And the feeling of the nostrils, the eyebrow center, the eyes, and back to the eyebrow center, feeling the forehead, the scalp, the crown of the head, the back of the head, and the base of the skull, and the whole of the head. The back of the neck, and the throat. Collarbones and the tops of the shoulders, as though they just got a little heavier, pulling away from the ears, and then the weight of both arms dropping away from the shoulders into the palms of the hands, the thumbs and all the fingers on both of the hands and both arms, and back to the throat. Awareness dropping down into the heart and the front of the chest and the back wall of the chest and the shoulder blades, middle back and lower back and buttocks, the sides of the waist and the navel, the space above the belly button, the space below the belly button and the belly button. And then sensing down into the pelvis, the hip joints, and the back of the pelvis, and the legs, and the heaviness of the legs just drawing down away from the pelvis, down to the soles of the feet, and the tops of the feet, and all of the toes, all of the toes on both feet and both legs together. Be aware of the whole of the body. And the feeling of the breath moving through the body, around the body. And perhaps just watching that breath as if it were a flowing circle, breathing to the top and breathing back down, flowing circle of breath. And you might imagine that that circle of breath is almost turning into a spiral. And that each spiral was taking you deeper and deeper and deeper into your own being, beyond the body and beyond the breath, beyond the thoughts, beyond the emotions, just dropping deeper and deeper through the layers of your being. And it's as though in this place you can watch everything arise and fall. A bit like watching the waves lapping at the shore. Seeing the tide moving in and moving out. And just watching this movement, watching things rising and falling in your awareness. And you might like to just begin to notice any emotions or thoughts that have been present. Perhaps recently or throughout the life. And it's as if you were inviting in a very old dear friend for tea. Can you welcome that emotion or feeling in? Welcome it in as a visitor to your guest house, exploring how it feels, shape, colour, texture, where you notice it arriving in the body. And then perhaps it's possible to open the door to another old friend, the opposite emotion or feeling, and treating both the same, as if you could just welcome this opposite emotion or feeling in, greeting it, acknowledging it and welcoming, noticing how this feels in the body. And then just like those waves lapping at the shore, moving from one to the other, one to the other. Not attached to either, letting everything come and go. And then perhaps there's a moment that you can feel both, holding both emotions together in your being. How might that feel? No right or wrong. And then just letting the experience go. Feeling once again the steady, reassuring rhythm of breath. Travelling through the body. Allow your awareness to rest into your heart. And imagine now that you could plant any hope or dream or wish for yourself. Maybe the same as yesterday, maybe something new, or maybe there's nothing at all today, and that's all fine. And then just seeing that hope, dream, wish as if it were already true. how it would feel, look, taste, smell, as if it were already true. And allow yourself that indulgence here in this resting place of Yoga Nidra, in a different state of consciousness. And then once again, feel the weight of the body as you rest here in this circle. Perhaps offering just a little gesture of gratitude to the person to the right side of you for their presence. And for the person to the left side of you, for their presence. For we have all been truly welcomed here. Offer a little prayer of gratitude to anyone or anything that enabled you to be here. And then a little prayer of gratitude to yourself for making time and space to rest and restore yourself. Know that this is the practice of Yoga Nidra, the practice of deep rest, of meditation through relaxation. And you can come back to these practices at any time you like. But for now, we turn a corner of this practice and we start to prepare to begin to reawaken, coming from that place of stillness, of creativity, and coming back feeling slightly more awake and alert as we start to move the body in any way that feels good, in your own pace, in your own way, beginning to stir and wake the body as we come towards the end of this practice of Yoga Nidra. As always, taking your time, letting your eyes return to the light just softly when you are ready. And so this practice is now over. Thank you for listening.